Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, June 19th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our joy to share these messages to encourage you. Today's message is titled, A Father's Desperation, based on the story of Jairus, and the references are Luke chapter 8, 41 and 42.
Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying.
What a blessing it is to know a father's love. Yesterday was Father's Day, and my brother and I reminisced about our dad's love for us over the telephone. Dad's been gone about 8 years now, but recollections of his love abound. Many reading this have an assurance of the earthly father's love, but I'm aware that not everyone does. But we all can have a deep assurance of our heavenly father's love. Due to our ministry and personal experience with Esther, inner heart issues, we have often seen the desperation of loving parents. Most poignant memory we recall was several years ago as I waited in the heart clinic at Boston Children's Hospital. An Indian couple had brought their tiny baby in for treatment. He was obviously very sick. The doctor came out and spoke to them in hushed tones, and although I did not hear the conversation, it was quite obvious that the news was not good. I watched and prayed and empathized as I saw the desperation on their faces. Jairus is one of my favorite dads in the Bible. Although he had a leadership role in the synagogue, his role as a loving dad took prominence in the brief story written about him in Scripture. I don't know how many children he had, but he had just one young 12-year-old daughter, and she was dying.
Help was desperately needed, and Jairus, likely overcoming religious pride and prejudice, went to the right person. The story has several elements essential to fathering, but let's consider just one. Jairus was desperate to get help for his daughter. He came to the master and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house.
Our world is sick and dying. Sin and wickedness abound. Our children are at the edge of a slippery precipice. They're flooded with appeals to jump. The same desperation observed in Jairus pleading with Jesus on behalf of his daughter needs to be demonstrated by caring fathers today. His daughter was dying physically, and Jairus needed Christ to intercede. Today, our children face a spiritual onslaught from the one whom Jesus said comes only to steal and kill and destroy. We desperately need Christ to intercede for the hearts of our children. Dads, today, let's follow the example of Jairus. Critical problems demand a serious response. Let's boldly stand up, persevere, and fight this spiritual battle for the lives of our children, and for many listening to this, our grandchildren. Brooksine's going to share a prayer right now, then an additional thought as well.
Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me so much that you willingly gave your one and only Son to die for me. The price Jesus paid for my sin was the greatest demonstration of love possible. Help me as a parent to be motivated by Christ's unwavering devotion toward me as I love my children unconditionally and completely. When I'm discouraged and feel like giving up, help me to trust you even more, not looking to the circumstances or dwelling on the undesirable behavior of my child, but rather looking to you, the miracle worker. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Referring to my childhood, I was raised by a very strict father, and I really struggled with his unending list of rules while growing up. I'm so thankful that I found Christ as a teenager, and it helped me immensely in obeying his authority, even when I didn't agree with it. Of course, as an adult, I came to realize that he was protecting me from the evil influences that could easily devour me. Daddy was a lot more fun as a grandparent to Esther. Of course, that's because he didn't have the responsibility of raising her. He left that hard job to me, which is the way it's supposed to be. I wonder what Esther will say about my rules a few years from now.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that reflection on your childhood, Brooksine. I'm sure many of our listeners can identify with that today as well. Friday, I shared a picture of Esther along with my dad, and today I share a photo of Esther along with Brooksine's dad, if you care to look. It's on our website today, or on the archive for the 19th of June. The website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And I must point out, because the picture can be a little confusing, they're both enjoying a lollipop, Brooksine and her pawpaw, Brooksine's dad. The full story of Jairus can be found in the Bible in Luke 8, 40-56, if you care to do a little additional study today. And finally, I want to share a song with you today. No, I'm not going to sing it, but I do provide an audio and video link up on the website to a song that I've enjoyed for many years. We sang it in our church called How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And what a wonderful song reflecting on the love of our Heavenly Father. Again, there is an MP3 audio link, as well as, for those of you that can get it, and most of you can with modern computers, a video link. Encourage you to listen to that today. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful to Christ and stay encouraged.